Look, I know it's been a while, but we back, y'all. We back. I'm finna shoot a bunch of different new pods out. But with this one, I ain't gonna lie, it's been hard to record because I've been having so much on my mind, dealing with a lot of mental. My anxiety been terrible, fighting off depression and a bunch of different stuff. But I finally just said, I'm going to take the time, man, just record my thoughts. Because I wanted to do something where I could literally sit down and focus on one thing, but I don't think that's how it's going to be. But it is different things that's been going on, and I'm going to just break down a whole lot that I just been... I ain't even going to get all the way into what I've been going through, but I'm going to get into some. And then, you know what? We just going to see what's about to happen. So first, like I said, my mental health has not been the best. And my anxiety been tearing me up a lot more than what I'm used to. It's been pretty bad. I've been struggling. I've been strong enough to fight off depression, though, so I do pat myself on the back for that. Paid four losses this year. Lost two little cousins, a niece, and I would call him a mentor, but he meant more to me than just a mentor. It was, I never had a grandfather, but this guy was like my grandfather. He's the reason I even started teaching. And he passed like a little bit, like maybe 11 days before my birthday. He was somebody that meant a whole lot to me. That loss hurt a lot. He the reason I started teaching. I remember coming back not long after the movie. I was working a job and I went to my old school to see one of my guys and told me Mr. Williams wouldn't be there because different things, but I went to go see Mr. Williams when I found out he was in the building. Mr. Williams, he persuaded me to go in and teach. And I stayed due to him being a big impact on me and meaning so much to me when I was a student. I wanted to do that. I wanted to be the same thing that he was to me, to the student. And I don't think I was there long enough to be that impact, but I do think I made an impact on a lot of my students who I really was able to spend time with and talk to them the same way Mr. Williams did with me. But, you know, yeah, I'm about to take it there. My experience as a teacher was dreadful. And it's not because of the students. On a previous episode, I had my former principal, Mr. Cherry, on here. And to sum it up, he was absolutely right. One thing that I experienced that I just wasn't going to go for was ass kissing. I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to speak for what's right. And I was going to speak up for them kids because those kids, the education system is screwing these kids. And when I noticed it, I definitely decided to speak on it. It was little stuff that they tried to do. They messed with my money a few times. They tried to target me, pick with me, which was how I knew that my time there wasn't going to be long. I finished the 2022 school year, and it was cool. I was with the high schoolers. My 10th graders, they seniors this year. They're my babies. Still got a great relationship with a lot of them. Love them. But when I transitioned to the elementary school, which was short notice, I was not prepared. It was like 3 days before the school year started. They expected me to have so many different things already accomplished before the school year started. It actually was annoying. I dealt with a lot of targeting. Once they realized certain things, they felt they could target me. And I'm sarcastic. Because so many people in there was women, I was very sarcastic in my responses. But the guys, it was some bitch ass guys there. And I'ma just say it, like, they was the ones that if I could, I would have put my hands on them. Some that I knew many, many, many years. He was the ringleader of the bitch assness. Teaching third grade was exciting for a while, but dealing with the circumstances I was dealing with where I wasn't supported by the staff. I wasn't supported by admin at all during my tenure as a teacher. I remember a situation where the student she kicked me. Tried to stab me with a pencil. And she got no days of suspension. I remember another time when, actually, I'm about to get to that. Then during the time I had COVID, I was sending kids constantly to the office because we didn't have a nurse. And calling the parents. Some of the parents knew their kids were sick. They were still sending them to school. That's another thing. A lot of these parents is real sick. I was sending these kids constantly every day, knowing these kids were sick. Parents still leaving them at the school. That's how I caught COVID, right? Another situation I had where a kid with clear behavior issues, I sent this kid out to class maybe 3-4 times for fighting different classmates. In my class, in the hallway. But yet they kept sending this kid back. Other teachers would call for him to be removed. They would do it. Every other teacher had support, though. They had TAs in there. I didn't have one, which it is what it is. But this same kid one day drew an inappropriate picture. I talked to the parents, and this is what I found so mind-boggling. I sent the picture to the parents. And the response I got was, he couldn't have drew this because it don't look like the last one he drew. I was so irritated from that conversation there, because if he got a history of drawing, what make you think he ain't drew this one? The whole class, including me, found the picture next to him. And the class, the one who told me, because he the only one who didn't turn in the paper. Why? Because he was drawing that. Same details I gave to the parent. Well, he didn't draw this. Okay. Then, another time, during that time I was out with COVID, it was emails going around. Not even the time I was out with COVID. It was another time I had got sick. Mind you, because I was informing them I was sick, instead of them actually doing something about the kids coming in sick, they just continued to let the kids be that sick. Well, a bunch of the staff was getting sick. I was one of them. So during this time I was sick, emails was going around about finding somebody else to take over my class. And when I come back, they still didn't address me with it. Then they start making all these big moves and big changes. One of the reasons being was they blamed the teachers for test scores being low from the previous year, which was kind of stupid to me because I didn't teach these kids the previous year. So those test scores don't have an effect, don't show anything that had anything to do with me. But as an effect of that, they wanted to move me. They moved me to gym. So I had third through fifth. I remember this one time at the end of the day, three or four girls was attempting to jump another girl and I broke it up. Mind you, in most of these classes, it's 30 kids. A lot to manage, right? At some point, these girls start trying to fight. I pulled the girl that was getting jumped. I was able to get through and snatch her up. And I'm shielding her. As kids trying to swing around me, I see another hand, but only boys was around. I took them to the principal. And not only was these kids close to hitting me, but jumping another student. Then a boy putting his hands on the girl. The kids got a total of 2 days of suspension. Who learns from that? Like, explain to me, how is that helping anybody? Those same kids got in multiple fights later on in the school year, which I wasn't at the building no more. But, another incident happened where we go through report cards, and due to me being moved in the middle of the market period, they still want me to hand out the report cards to all the parents for teaching third grade. Meanwhile, I was in the gym having to be the gym coach. Made absolutely no sense to me. Because during instruction time in gym, I was expected to meet with parents. Also, another thing. Didn't have a curriculum. They didn't give me a curriculum. And then when they found out the stuff I was teaching, they tried to say I shouldn't have been teaching it, but little did they know already had looked up some things for the Indiana curriculum for the subjects I was teaching. And it wasn't anything that I shouldn't have been teaching. I actually was doing the right thing. They didn't know that until when they tried to call me out for it and I pulled it up. Okay. Well, maybe you should know. Apologize. Of course they did. So then I get moved to the gym coach randomly, like during the end of the week, like the Thursday, for the kindergarten through second building. That wasn't too bad. I enjoyed it. But it was funny how, as the gym coach, I was also expected to go be a teacher's aide during my planning period. Okay. Then, as the gym coach, I was expected to cover all lunches, which I didn't have a problem with. So we come back from Thanksgiving break. I'm getting moved. Right? I get moved, but they didn't know where to put me yet. So I ended up becoming a first grade TA, which I taught more days than I was a teacher's aide for. Whoop-de-doo. As a TA, I was expected to cover lunches. That's all TA is supposed to cover lunches. But then my question became, why the hell, when I was a gym coach, I was expected to cover the lunches? When you telling me now, all TA is supposed to cover lunches. It was, honestly, I thought it was stupid, and I felt they was picking with me. And then another time, I've had words with them. If it's snowing outside, why the hell, why are we having to walk our kids down the street and it's snowing to go to the other building? Pretty stupid, right? So we come back from Christmas break. First day back from Christmas break. Before I even get in the building, really good. Haven't even took off my coat, nothing. Made it to the class, nothing. I'm being told I'm getting moved to the high school building. Mind you, before that, it was a all principals meeting. They put out a list of the staff. They put the list out. My name wasn't on it. I was told because they didn't know what to do with me. But then when a certain principal specifically asked to work with me, they granted that. And I say maybe 5 minutes later, they said I wouldn't be moved no more. Ultimately, because they wanted to get rid of that principal as well. So in high school building, I was back with my former students, which I really enjoyed. But I was still in the classroom, no curriculum, wasn't told what I was supposed to be doing. I was just told to put them on laptops and I watch over them. What? And halfway through the semester, the class that I had, the name that we had, it wasn't assigned on the laptop to them. So then they randomly assigned it to them and expect them to get it all done. It was a lot of teachers over there hating on me because I was young. I didn't teach how they wanted me to teach. I didn't have the same style as them. But another thing was, I cared for those students. I spoke up for the things that those students needed. For instance, if these kids trying to fight, right, I had no problem breaking up the fights. The kids respected me enough that if I talked to certain ones and said, leave it alone, stop, and I come out there to break it up, they would listen. But it was other males on the same floor. Wouldn't even go near it. They was allowing certain kids to be picked on, jumped. I remember a specific student got in so many fights outside of my classroom. In my classroom, didn't talk to nobody, and there was a problem. I came up to administration and told them, this kid is being picked with. He's not starting it. But yeah, he was the one always getting suspended. Getting more days than other kids. And it was clearly something, I would say, okay, so I don't be specific on this child. I'll say this. It was a conversation I had with the superintendent. He a bitch too. The conversation went where I told him about certain kids have learning disabilities, certain kids need more help, certain kids have behavior problems. I don't think it was best to have all these kids mixed up then with kids who are accelerated learners. That turned to a whole dispute and argument. I went to the owner to try to talk to him about all the changes that I seen from when I was a student to being part of the staff and where I see certain things went wrong at. He wasn't trying to hear it. So ultimately, I don't work there no more. But it wasn't due to anything I've done. Because when the decision was made, there was no specific reason as to why the contract renewal wasn't happening. The high school principal wanted me back. But it was elementary principal who I hadn't worked for since. I hadn't worked with her since like October. Requested that I don't come back. But anyway, long story short, education system is completely fucked up. 21st century is terrible. And shockingly, that's one of the best schools in Indiana, as they claim. It's sick. A bunch of these kids are way behind in what they're supposed to be learning, and that's everywhere. And most of it is because they blame COVID. But let me just say this. Stop passing kids alone because they behind because of COVID. Because all that's doing is continuing to pass them on when they're not ready. Instead, implement situations to where these kids can catch up. Not just after school tutoring, not just classes that don't mean nothing. How about actually coming up with a plan? Instead of making my class a career exploratory class where we didn't talk about careers because I was never told or given a curriculum or nothing, they was just supposed to be on laptops. Why couldn't that be a situation where we actually went over the things that they missed out on? Help them and for like credit recovery. I had I had 8 classes. I had one student who was in there for credit recovery. That's insane to me. But yeah, I'm not going to continue on with this topic, but just stay tuned. I got more.